want you to tell me if this guy is brilliant.
Okay.
Or a stalker. Is this the act of a brilliant guy or an act of a complete wacko? He's a stalker.
Okay.
So a guy's driving home from work, driving down the road, pulls up to a red light, looks over to his left, and sees the most beautiful woman he's ever seen in his life.
Okay.
And he says she smiled back at him. He smiled at her. His heart skipped a beat. The light turned green. She took off.
Okay.
So now the guy's gone on national TV to say, do you know this girl? She's driving a purple truck. I would like to meet her and date her. I'm a hopeless romantic. He says he's got flowers ready for her. He's 41 years old. He was in a BMW. She was in a truck. Very attractive. Described her as the girl next door. If you know this girl, please have her get in touch with me. Here's my number. Is this brilliant or is this wacky?
I think there's other ways he could have done it, because once you do something like that publicly, just so you get an understanding, being a woman in the world in general, regardless of what you look like, it's really hard to feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, men feel entitled to our bodies and talking to us. You know, there's something that went viral on TikTok this week. It was a 19-year-old girl who was working at a store. She was in the store by herself, and a guy came in, just started asking her questions. How old are you? Where do you go to school? Where is that school? What's that town? You know, asked her all these personal questions, and you could see how awkward and uncomfortable she was, but she was afraid to not answer him because she was in the store by herself.
Oh.
You know, and men, when you reject them, you don't know what can happen. I mean, this is a lot of times what leads to stalking and murder and, you know, whatever. Like, you don't know what a guy is going to do when he's rejected. You don't know if he's mentally ill. You have no idea what's going to happen.
Mm.
So she totally played it, like answered his questions and just kind of like, you know, let him pay for his stuff. And he asked, so you on Instagram? She goes, no, not on social media. Not into it. Really? You're not on social media? She's like, no, not into it. You know, and she played it cool, but she kept feeling the need to keep answering him because she was afraid.
Mm-hmm.
She was a 19-year-old girl alone in the store with this guy, which, by the way, whatever store this is, shame on them for leaving her alone in a store, because that could have ended up, we could be having a very different conversation right now.
Right.
So people went after her and they were like, how dare you shame him? It's like, they were calling her a bitch. So she went on another video and she said, anyone who thinks I was being a bitch does not understand what it is to be a woman in society today. Men feel entitled to our bodies. They feel entitled to say whatever they want to us. You know, the fact that this guy said what car she's in, now people know who it's an unusual car. It's a purple truck. I'm sure that's an unusual truck. You know, it's not like a common color. So now she might feel like she's being targeted.
Yeah. She's like, I was driving home. I just kind of smiled at this douchebag in a BMW because he was staring at me. And now he's on the evening news trying to track me down with flowers.
And why did she smile at him? Because she might have been afraid that if she didn't respond back, he could ram into her. He could follow her home. You know, there's a lot of things that could potentially happen. So we women have learned over the years that when a guy approaches you, even if you're not interested, you have to still be kind to this asshole who somehow feels entitled to say whatever they want to you.
And he's driving a BMW, a white BMW. That just screams douchebag.
You know he's a prick.
It's either a Porsche or a BMW, you're going to smile at him just so he doesn't kill you and wear your skin as a mask.
Right. And his level of entitlement was that he wants her. So he went on the news to find her. I hope that she avoids him like the plague. He sounds crazy.
Yeah. Approaching traffic lights on Peaks Parkway. So exactly where she is.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I think this comes across as kind of
No, that's
scary.
Totally stalkerish. Yeah, that is not okay. There's other ways he could have found her had he wanted to, and that is definitely not the way to do it. Yeah, and
I don't think
what?
There's any way to find her. I think you let her go, you let her keep driving, and you find somebody else. Because there's no good way to find this girl. You either got to hire a PI, which ain't good, because you're going to have to bring that up some night at dinner. You got to put an ad in, you know, Craigslist and hope that she sees it. Now, nothing good is going to come out of this.
No, you got to let her. Right. You put an ad somewhere, and then if she's interested, she'll find you. But to go on national news like that, no, that just screams red flag. Stay away from him.